The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. And he's back, ladies and gentlemen. He's back from his honeymoon. Congratulations, by the way. It was a beautiful wedding.
Thank
Jeff
you.
Pitts, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, how's it going? Glad to be back.
Yeah. It was a
married
nice,
man.
Married man.
Off the market.
Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, it was a beautiful wedding. You have a gorgeous
Thank
bride.
You.
And
Thank you.
Congratulations. I know that both of you take all that stuff very seriously, mm-hmm. and well, you should. So,
yeah.
Yeah. But now you're back in the saddle. The reality
back in
is,
action.
Yeah, reality is struck.
Mm-hmm. It's good to be back, though.
What do you got going on? What's happening tonight and tomorrow and next week?
A lot of good stuff.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. The Hawks play. Iowa State plays. You and I plays Iowa State this weekend.
That's
And then the local
In Ames,
colleges,
as a matter of fact.
I think that's right.
Yeah, it is.
And actually, I got a fantasy football story coming out next month in City View. It's going to be good.
I've never played.
My fantasy football tell-all. You never played?
No.
Oh, wow.
Who's got time? I don't have time.
Make time.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Boo.
I'm scared.
Three letters. Game, set, match. How good are your scaring skills, Michael?
Not very good.
How quickly can you send a chill through a reader?
Ooh.
Can you master a horror using only two sentences? A horror story in two sentences.
No.
Write an original two-sentence horror story and submit your entries September 1st through September 30th at the Clive Public Library. I thought this was interesting. To write a story in two sentences.
Yeah.
The top 10 stories will be voted at by the library staff, and the winner will be announced on the 13th and will receive a frightfully freaky fun prize.
Neat. So that's the Clive Public Library. Mm-hmm. So write a horror story in two sentences.
Yeah, two sentences. They can be long sentences, somewhat run-on. I got a couple examples you want to hear.
Yeah, go.
I went to the internet and Googled it. And it's been done before, and here were some of the better ones. You get home after a long day of work, ready to relax. You reach for the light switch, but another hand is already there.
Ooh. There you go.
I began tucking him into bed, and he tells me, "Daddy, check for monsters under my bed." I look underneath for amusement and see him, or another him, under the bed staring back at me, quivering and whispering, "Daddy, there's someone in my bed."
Mm. See, there you go.
That freaked me out.
Yeah, so Clive Public Library.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, nice.
And if writing isn't your thing, acting?
Acting? I'm an actor.
An acting workshop by Beat Basics will be at the East Side Library this Saturday, and each Saturday through the 16th from 3:15 to 4:45. It's a 90-minute acting class. And that's the East Side Library at East 25th and Hubble.
All right, neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So learn a little acting techniques.
I've never acted.
Yeah, I bet you could. Hey, yeah, you
Thank
could.
Thank you.
Yeah, you could. Yeah,
Thank
no,
you.
No question about it.
That.
Anybody that knows Seinfeld, like you know Seinfeld, could act.
No well, question. Seinfeld couldn't really act.
But. Exactly. Well, that's, pretty successful.
Yep. Okay. Des Moines Jazz Festival's this weekend also.
Oh, yeah.
Starts Friday today. It runs through tomorrow. The Des Moines Social Club. Social Club Come and Go Theater at 901 Mulberry Street. The Des Moines Jazz Festival is the go-to event in Des Moines this Labor Day weekend. Builds on the success from last year. This is the second annual. It's going to be an annual thing. And it's multi-day. A lot of national artists. Should be good.
Good.
Tomorrow, Saturday. Oh, this is a good one.
Okay.
Racing fans from far and wide will come together to witness an epic racing event.
Huh?
A lawnmower racing event.
Oh, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
The United States Lawnmower Racing Association.
Who knew?
Is coming to town. They're coming to the River Bottom Raceway on Highway 5 in Carlisle. And, yeah, there'll be lawnmowers. What more do you need to know? A mow-down showdown, they call it.
There you go.
10 classes of bladeless lawnmower racers racing.
Oh, bladeless?
Mm-hmm.
That's no fun.
You.
Come on.
You like the blade to be on there.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah. All right, bladeless lawnmower races in Carlisle. Nice.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm telling you, he digs this stuff up from somewhere. I don't know.
That's a good one. That's interesting. Something off the beaten path.
It is.
Okay, Wells Fargo Arena, WWE Live. Sunday, September 3rd, 7 p.m., mark it down. Superstars in action, John Cena, Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman, Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose.
I was in the green room the other day, and somebody was picking up tickets that they had won here at the Des Moines Radio Group. And she was, get this, this is a funny story. She is a geometry and algebra teacher for the high school in Waukee. And she won tickets to WWE.
Really?
And I said, really? And she goes, oh, yeah, I'm really excited about this. I said, there you go, girl.
Huh.
Yeah, well, STEM takes on WWE. I thought that was great. Huh.
Have you ever thought about what your name would be if you were a pro wrestler?
I know. No, just...
no, give it some thought. Yeah. Come back to it next week. And what your finishing move would be.
Yeah, it would be something with a chair.
Yeah.
Pile driver in a chair. Yeah.
Okay, Sunday. Get out for an evening at Jester Park. Bring the family, enjoy some food and educational programming, drinks, and dance to live music. It's going to be fun. Plus a huge bonfire for kids to enjoy along with nighttime hikes, wildlife, crafts, and pony rides. Tickets are $12 for adults, $9 for kids. The event runs from 3 to 10 at Jester Park Camp in Granger.
Nice.
Proceeds benefit the Jester Park Nature Center.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Tuesday, next week, September 5th.
Yeah, it's a work day.
Yeah, back to work.
Back to work.
Yeah. People will be worn out.
You missed Labor Day. Did you know that there's a big parade?
Where?
In Des Moines. It starts at the Capitol and goes to the front gate of the Iowa State Fairgrounds.
Cool.
It's the annual Labor Day parade.
How did I miss that?
I'm walking.
Are you going to be in the parade?
Oh, yeah, I'm walking in.
How many parades you been in?
This year?
Yeah, we'll go this year.
This will be the second.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lifetime?
Oh, lots.
Too many to count.
Oh, yeah, lots. Usually at least two or three a year. Yeah.
What do they call parade entrance?
Paraders?
I
don't know. Tired? Depending on how long it is.
How long are they?
How hot it is? I don't know. This is kind of a long deal. I mean, you know, it goes from the state capitol to down Grand to the state fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
That is a way.
I think maybe it's longer than the one I just did. We just did one for the state fair parade.
Mm-hmm.
That was from the capitol down to by Wellmark.
Okay.
Downtown. Mm-hmm. So, but that was all downhill. So yeah, that's kind of neat.
Do you walk them?
I do. Yeah.
You throw candy?
We're not allowed at the state fair parade, but at this parade on Monday, yes, candy aplenty.
What are you bringing?
I don't know. We got several bags.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, so what else you got? What else?
Yeah, Tuesday, Taste of Altoona.
Ooh,
it's going on
go.
At Prairie Meadows in Altoona.
Of course.
From 5 to 8. This is a Altoona business showcase put on by their chamber there with food samples. It's open to the public from 5 to 8, and it's just tasty. There's all kinds of bite-sized treats from all the different vendors and restaurants in Altoona. And there's a competition, voting competition. You name the best Altoona.
Altoona's really been in the news lately. You know, they're having that new shopping center is opening up. They need 900 employees. In case you're looking for a gig. You know, in case things over at CityView get a little sketchy, you
can
go wait tables over there. And
they need 900.
900 employees, yeah. A big job fair coming up, and oh yeah, it's kind of serious. So it is. Altoona.
Wow. Yep.
On Tuesday.
Tuesday, September 5th, 5 to 8 at Prairie Meadows, Taste of Altoona. This one's interesting. The Des Moines Register is putting on a Big Peach storytelling series.
Ooh, you know, that's what the sports section used to be called.
Mm-hmm.
I'm old enough, I remember that.
Not everyone does. Someone asked me, someone, when they were telling me about it, said, like, do you know what the Big Peach is?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, it used to be the best 15 minutes of my week. Look for that Big Peach and pull it out.
That's right.
So Iowa State and Iowa started their annual football rivalry 4 decades ago. Restarted it because they had taken a break right. at one point. And to kick off the Big Peach storytelling series, former Hawkeyes Tavian Banks, Jerry Claus, joined former Cyclones John Quinn and Jack Whitver on stage at the Des Moines Social Club. Sports reporters and columnists Randy Peterson and Chad Litzikow will moderate the discussion.
Nice.
Event begins at 7 and the meet and greet to follow.
All right. Big Peach is back.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of.
Yeah. Storytelling about the big game, the Iowa State game, which is coming up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Should be interesting. Tavian Banks. He lit West Des Moines Valley up for about 250 yards.
Really?
In the state championship final game, 1992 or 3-ish.
Wow.
It's ugly.
Good. I don't know. Good memory. Who's he playing for?
Bettendorf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so much for that. Yeah.
They won by like 50 points.
Wow.
Yeah. It may not have been that bad, but it was
bad.
Felt that bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
That's all we got.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right.
Enjoy the weekend. Be
Jeff
safe.
Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, back from City View, back from his wedding opportunity. Yeah. All right. Good stuff. All right, thanks so very much for hanging out with us all week long. We will be back on Tuesday. No show on Monday because it's Labor Day. Markets are closed, so we also are closed. But we'll be back with the Business News Hour on Tuesday at 5 p.m., God willing. All right, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. Liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delveaux. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.